Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
We've talked a lot about the events we've had here over the last couple of months and how good it's been. Well, figures are out. Our government's released the fact that in April, we spent $2.28 billion. That's what was injected into our economy. Now, they're talking hotel rooms, restaurants, cafes, but mainly retail as well. Retail
was a fair bit up on what it usually is it?
Yeah, a long way up, I think, yeah. So what they're saying is it's all working as far as our economy is concerned.
Yeah, well, you can see it by the amount of activity around. And
aren't we trying to stop that because of inflation?
Yeah. Well, you do raise a good point.
Yes. So we're getting all these people over here.
Measured in Australia. It's not measured just in Adelaide, but yeah.
But we contribute, don't we?
Yeah.
It's just...
It's confusing,
isn't
it? It's
so confusing. Go out, go and do all the festivals, but stay home because don't want the inflation to go up, so interest rates are higher. But get out there because the NRL's coming. If we don't go, they'll never come back.
That's right.
Yeah. But stay home because, you know... Home. But fringe is on again and stay home.
But interest rates will rise.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, speaking of which, if more companies did what BHP are doing, we might not have an inflation problem.
Underpay your workers?
BHP have underpaid 28,500 employees, and they're very embarrassed about it. And they said this is not up to BHP's extremely high standards of behaviour and work. Back to 2010. So they are going to have to find $430 million in cash, which they plan to and accept it and apologise. It was to do with annual leave entitlements that they got wrong.
Right.
And they're fessing up and, $430 million cash.
Mm. Yeah. All right, now speaking of great events that come to our city, we've got another one.
What?
It's been announced that we've won the rights to the World Volleyball Championships. All right,
wow.
They're coming to Adelaide, and they reckon 11,000 competitors and families. All sorts.
11,000 competitors?
Well, and family members. That's how many people will come to Adelaide for this event.
Yeah. Say 11,000 people.
I know, there's only two on each side of the court.
Bikinis and short shorts.
This tournament must go for 3 years to knock everyone out.
Some good sets of legs there in Adelaide.
The funny thing about I think there is a touch of irony about this.
What is it?
Is irony the right word? It's not going to be played at the beach. It's going to be at Memorial Drive.
Ironic. Yeah, what, ironic. The pavers?
They're bringing in sand.
Now, I'll get stuff.
I just need to tell Mally, if you're listening, we've got Glenelg Beach and, you know, many, many great beaches down there, but we're doing it at Memorial Drive.
What's that city at the beach? Beach in the city?
Yeah,
the one
that was
on Pulteney?
Piri or
no, that's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
I drove past it yesterday. They're tipping in concrete in there. That's turning into a high rise.
I'll never forget my friends playing volleyball there and one of them stepping in a cat poo.
Oh, nice.
Just a city cat.
But yeah, anyway, another big event coming to town.
Good. You'll be calling that.
And what's
no,
this?
No, no.
What's this about good old Queen?
Now, how's this for a story? You know, one of these great sliding moments in history.
Mm.
So Freddie Mercury's old notes are going up for auctions. They've found them in his old house. He kept all this paraphernalia.
They're selling everything at Queen's at the moment. Didn't
the original notes of him writing.
Brian's been on Sports Bet.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Right? One of the greatest songs. Some people say the greatest song of all time.
Yeah.
He called it Mongolian Rhapsody. Now, just imagine, all these years it could have been called Mongolian Rhapsody.
Wonder why he changed it.
Don't know, but
if he did, we wouldn't have known any different.
No. Still would have been the great song it is.
But you know that song, the title never appears in it, so it doesn't make a difference to any of the lyrics.
No, could have called it anything.
Do you know, I've made a little list of songs that the title never appears in the lyrics.
Did you know Ditz was going to talk about this?
I just had a psychic feeling.
Incredible.
That's funny because I acted surprised when he was telling me, didn't I? The acting is outstanding. Give me an Oscar.
Spontaneity.
Come on, Loz.
Okay, we've got David Bowie's Space Oddity.
Yeah, that's right.
Bubba O'Reilly by The Who. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
And 28% of Led Zeppelin's music.
Yeah.
Song isn't, the title's not in the song.
Well, you're right.
There's a massive amount. Well, this is what the website says. But we got The Lemon Song. We've got The Immigrant Song. Four Sticks. Out on the Tiles. The Rain Song. The Rover. The Royal Orleans.
Do You Make
Her? Yeah. It's not in there. They're not in the title. So they're purposely trying to.
What was the Blur song?
Song 2.
Song 2. They don't say song two in the chorus, do they?
They don't. It's a very good point. I wonder why they do it.
So there you go. Mongolian Rhapsody.
Well done.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Sounds different. Right?
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
A big statement at Port Adelaide, Roo. The captain, Tom Jonas, has been left out, basically dropped for their big clash this weekend against Hawthorn.
Yeah, he has been in and out of the side with a couple of suspensions, but look, he hadn't played SNFL since 2016. Look, he's at the end of his career, so it's a brave call by Ken Hinckley, but you got to pick your best side, and clearly he's done that this week, but Tommy just needs to go back and play well and put the pressure on the guys in the side.
Let's hear from Ken Hinckley.
As a good leader of our football club, he understands that, you know, the players who come in and played last week played really well. Lockie Jones was really strong. That makes it a bit tight for positions in the team, and, you know, it'd be good for Tom to get out there and, you know, run around and have a kick with the Magpies.
Look, I love Tom Jonas, and I think he's been an unbelievable leader, but well done to Ken Hinckley too, making a tough call.
Yeah, who's going to be their captain? Who's the best captains down there without Tommy Jonas?
Well, Darcy Byrne-Jones is vice-captain, so yep. He leads tomorrow. I suppose you've got Ollie Wines in the mix as a leader.
Okay. I think, give him an opportunity.
Believe it or not, Connor Rosie is emerging. I mean, you still think of him as a newish sort of player, but he's establishing himself.
Or 23. Yeah,
and a very smart lad, but I think you'll find he's about to step up. And,
yeah, well, he comes across well in the media for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Todd Marshall back in. No Charlie Dixon still, and Travis Boak didn't come up. So that's what's happening at Port Adelaide now. Over at the Crows, a big trip heading up to Darwin, Roo.
It is a big trip.
And Pete, you've made some tough calls.
Yeah, Gold Coast going really well. They've won their last three up there. They won four out of their last six and lost to Melbourne by 5 points. So they're in very good form at the moment. They'll be hard to beat.
Now, what about the defenders you've had to leave out?
Yeah, well, Josh Worrell come in last week because of Brody Smith and Mitch Hinge being out, but they're back. So Josh Worrell goes out and Paddy Parnell goes out. Ned McHenry will probably be sub, I would have thought.
Yep, so again, and it's one of those things that selection, is, if it's that tough, you're going well.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
Yeah, now here's Darcy Fogarty on Channel 9 talking about preparations.
We're just training as normal. I think we had a bit of soap on the balls during a touch session, but it's all a bit of fun just to sort of get a bit of a feel for it.
Hang on, all of a sudden Loz is interested in sport. What's going on?
Soaping up his nuts.
Soap on the balls in the touch session. Oh, Darcy.
What's going on there?
He could feature in your favourite segment.
Oh, that's accidentally dirty.
I think it is.
A very clean cut, the Crows. Don't worry about
that. Sounds like they've been washing. No, yeah.
Right on.
No bacteria down there.
The round gets underway.
The hygiene freak bits will be down. He'll be giving it the tick of approval.
Clean balls.
No COVID at the Crows, mate. Right, don't worry about that. Right. Not like you, dirty poor bastard.
All right. Melbourne v Carlton tonight. You'll hear it all from 5:30 on Triple M and the Listener app as well. Now, this is great news. Move on, please.
He's soaping his nuts out.
It's all about the footballs because it'll be very dewy and slippery up there in Darwin.
Is he?
So they've practiced with soapy balls.
It's dewy and slippery up there, isn't it?
I heard someone just say the lid's off and the pants are down there.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know about finals, but the pants are down.
All right, now, this is big news. Adelaide United's Craig Goodwin, we know he's a superstar. He's had a great season. He's won the Johnny Warren medal, which is the Brownlow of soccer. Oh.
It has been a very challenging year, but other than that, it's been, you know, an amazing year for myself, and I owe it all to my teammates at Adelaide and the coaching staff. You know, it's easy for players to sit here and say the playing group is like a band of brothers, but it really is for me, and I cherish every moment I get to share with them on the pitch.
I don't follow soccer closely, Dits, but he has played such good footy. It sounds like he's played so good every week and then starred for Australia.
Went to the World Cup, yeah.
Is this one of the best years by a soccer player in Adelaide that you can ever remember?
Yeah, for sure. No, he's been dominant, and he's a real, real good player.
Sounds like
such a
champion
good story.
Person.
And also, Carl Viet named Coach of the Year. So for Adelaide United, this is big.
Crazy.
Yeah, well done. What about our boy Tanasi Kokkinakis? We said yesterday he's through to the third round at Roland Garros.
Back in the third round on clay. Who would have thought for an Australian? But my game suits are here. I love it.
Good on you, Cocky.
Yeah,
good
Alex
lad.
Devenor got beaten overnight, unfortunately. But, what under Cocky? That's our look at sport.